How about, let me call in now the general manager of WGH FM and discuss FM's history. And here he is, Howard Jernigan, general manager of WGH FM. Howard?
Hello, Roger.
Give us, you know, briefly a thumbnail sketch of the history of WGH FM, if you would.
Yes, Roger. We went on the air, or applied for our license, rather, in 1944. Mm-hmm. And we received our first license in about the middle of 1948.
Okay. Well, what was the power back at that time?
We were at 38,000 on 96.5, the same frequency that WBCI is on today.
Oh, I see. Then we switched over later on to 97.3, where we are right now, right?
That's correct.
What's the current power now of WGHFM?
Well, we were at 100,000 watts, and we raised our tower and went down to our current 74,000 kilohertz, both horizontal and vertical.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, back in the early days, you went on the air back in 48, and I understand the station went off the air. What was the reason that went off, WGH FM went off the air?
Well, we went off a couple of years, as I understand, because this is a time that TV was getting started, and actually there were very few FM receivers, none in the automobiles, and very few in the homes.
And I don't think they had portables at that time either, did they?
No, none at all.
And then back on the air, I guess, in the early 50s, was it?
We're back on in the early 50s, simulcasting with AM.
Mm-hmm. And then around 57 or 58, what was the policy at that time?
In that area, we were playing beautiful music. Not exactly as we know it today, but we were playing Montavani, Doris Day, Sinatra, Nat Cole, a lot of vocals.
Mm-hmm. And then I remember you also used to simulcast my program on the All Night Show, because at 58 I joined WGH AM, and then there'd be a slight pause. FM would kind of slow down, and then there'd be a brief pause for about 5 minutes, and then we'd pick it up with a simulcast type featuring the rock and roll music on FM.
That's right, Roger. We had to wait for a couple of minutes for you.
Not that I was late, but the music was kind of hot. That the contrast from Montavani to Little Richard was really a little too extreme for some of those FM listeners at that time.
Sure was.
Then how about classical now?
Well, we went classical. Basically, the format we have today with late 50s, we started, Sally Darling and Bud Bueller started some classical around 57, 58 in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And then from around 59 to 60, we've been doing mostly what we've been doing now.
Mm-hmm.
But we had some football games and basketball games and a lot of extra special programs, more so than today.
Okay, and then you went totally classical. When was that, Al?
We went totally classical, or the format that we have today, on June 15th, 1970.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we've been talking to Howard Jernigan, general sales manager. I'm going to change that, because you were, because that's when I knew you. We used to work together. I was program director back in the 60s, really, and Howard was general sales manager on WGHAM. We worked closely together on commercial and on promotions and things of that nature.
We used to sell AM and FM with the same staff at that time, yes.
And now Howard is the general manager of WGH FM. Okay, Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you, Roger.